Big Jake here with you. Kicking off and wrapping up the Parkway Triple Play, powered by Parkway Shoe Repair, 1024 Jordan Street in Mount Vernon. You can go there for comfort you can feel from your toes to your heels. I've got a vast selection of boots and orthopedic shoes and everything else that you would need. Leather goods, wallets, pocket knives, all that good stuff. So go check them out. Parkway Shoe Repair, powering the Parkway Triple Play here today. Three in a row from Trace Atkins. And we're going to tell you why here shortly, but we have a big announcement coming up. We've got Leon here with Wolf Cattle Company joining us over the interwebs. Good morning, Leon. How you doing?
Good morning. You're doing really well.
Glad to have you in and just kind of chatting with us this morning a little bit more about our partnership again, a third partnership in a row. It's been fun to partner with not only Wolf Cattle Company, but also Cord McCoy's PRCA Pro Rodeo down in DuCoin. Coming back. That's part of this big announcement that we have upcoming. But, you know, just tell us a little bit more about, you know, Cord McCoy coming back. I know people, a lot of people went last year. Obviously, Scotty McCreary, Justin Moore, and two really fun nights of rodeo action with bull riding and barrel racing and all kinds of fun stuff down there at the Southern Illinois Center.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great working with Cord for these past few years. This event just continues to grow. You know, year after year, we are seeing a lot more people coming to these type of events, and it just we're bringing in, you know, bigger and bigger acts that they come in, and so just it has been a lot of fun.
I gotta tell you, the most fun part about the whole thing from a fan standpoint, because, you know, obviously we talk on the radio, we promote things, give away tickets to this kind of stuff, but getting to experience it both nights last year, the most fun part probably was just the overall atmosphere. You walk in and also getting to watch these, you know, Wolf Cattle Company and Cord McCoy and everybody that gets involved in this whole thing kind of grow and advance how they put on this show. I know one year they brought the stage in on a truck and had to set it up. There was some downtime, and they were like, you know what, we want to be much faster. So they brought in a bigger stage. It made it that much more of an event. They put it up the whole time. It's right next to the buck and chutes where the bulls come out of and all that stuff right there on the dirt, and then you watch a concert right after. So for two nights in a row watching all that action, not only with the rodeo action, but also with the concert action afterwards, it's been a lot of fun the last few years being able to watch this event grow in Southern Illinois. We're glad to have you guys back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think what has been really great about these and a lot of the other events that, you know, we've helped out with throughout the year is really that these are real family-oriented things. So, I mean, you can bring the whole family down to this stuff, and, you know, you get to watch the entertainment with the rodeo side of stuff, I mean, for a couple hours every night. I mean, it is top level competitors that they have with this tying in with the PRCA. And so, I mean, you get all that entertainment. And then as soon as that ends, they open the gates up and everybody gets down to, you know, rush down to the stage. And it just, there's a lot of adrenaline, I think, just all day long with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Barrel racing, saddle bronc riding, bareback broncs, tie down roping, team roping, steer wrestling. And of course, everybody's favorite, bull riding that comes up. So It's a full on rodeo. It's full on rodeo action, and then you got country concert. What's better with rodeo than some country concerts? You're doing both nights this year again, both Friday and Saturday with shows.
We absolutely are. We have actually, you know, locked in a couple of, I guess, what we would definitely assume to be, you know, some of the top level country acts that are coming in the area, especially. On both nights. I think both nights equally we are very excited about, for sure.
Oh, we're excited to hear about it. I mean, let's start with Friday night, because, you know, Scotty McCreary, Justin Moore, it was two great nights. If you got a chance to go to both, you saw two great concerts, two great performers. There wasn't really a letdown either night. And if I know Wolf Cattle Company, if I know Cord McCoy and everybody that is involved in putting this thing together, you will not be let down. They'll try to continue to be better and better and grow and grow and get big names to come through. So let's start with Friday night. What do we have coming in? I know Saturday night's kind of more usually, I guess you'd call it more of a, it's like a co-headlining event is kind of how it is. Maybe there's a 1A, 1B type thing. So we'll save Saturday for just a second. But what do we have coming in Friday night?
Yeah, so Friday night, honestly, I think we would call probably one of the most biggest crossover artist of all time when you get into the country side of stuff, pop country rock. But Colt Ford, we have.
Oh, wow.
Friday night.
Yeah. All right. So Colt Ford on Friday, for those of you that don't know, he's like Jelly Roll before Jelly Roll. He was the original, I feel like. Would you agree maybe a little bit?
Absolutely, the OG, we'll call it.
He's got a lot of streams, you know, online. He's got he sold a bunch of different millions of albums. Lots of social media following. I know a couple of his songs actually went viral on TikTok last year. You know, people use them for a lot of videos. And didn't he write a Jason Aldean tune as well?
He did.
He wrote Dirt Road Anthem, I do believe.
Yeah, it is Dirt Road Anthem.
Among others. I mean, I think he's been in the writing game for a while. I think he's kind of a part of that class with like Ernest and Hardy and all those guys. They all kind of came up around the same time. I think Colt Forge is a little bit sooner than that. Wow, so that's Friday night. Boy, how you gonna updo that one and outdo that one on Saturday night? Who you got it coming in on Saturday?
You know, Saturday, we have worked with this artist several times. I mean, this is probably one of the best live shows that you can experience, I think, in any atmosphere, but especially in the rodeo side of stuff. So, I mean, Trace Adkins we have coming in.
Oh, yes.
Saturday night.
Yes. Sold like 11 million albums. I mean, he's got how many chart toppers? Wow, he is larger than life because he's massive, but he's a larger than life personality in country music. How'd you pull that one off? Do you know this guy? How'd this work out?
We've worked with Trace for, I mean, several shows over the past few years. So, I mean, very regular in kind of the circuit that we do throughout the Midwest and stuff. But, I mean, just an awesome performance, awesome guy. Like, it is just an all-around great show on this one.
I get the vibe that, like you said, he's kind of got that that stage presence. Obviously, he's a rather large individual, but he's got a little bit of a stage presence, kind of that, you know, bad boy outlaw style country, and he's got all those, you know, kind of classic country songs, but he's also got some hip shakers as well. Some of his most famous songs are kind of trending more towards that. He took on that early 2000s kind of a hip-hop feel on that a little bit too. So he's kind of got a nice mix of music for a nice mix of crowd for you guys on Saturday night.
Absolutely. I think what's neat about Trace is honestly it brings in a lot of different age groups, and I think, you know, you can get anybody from any age is going to know something from Trace's albums, and so I think it brings in a whole lot of different groups. He attracts a lot of different people and just a very distinguishable musicians, for sure.
No doubt about it. Colt Forge Friday night. That's Friday, March 22nd, and Saturday, March 23rd. So the second to last weekend in March. Colt Forge Friday night, Trace Adkins Saturday night. Rodeo both nights. And is it going to be the same as last year where the rodeo tickets get you into the concert as well?
Yeah, so for the tickets, very similar to last year. So you can get the rodeo. Any rodeo ticket is going to get you into the concert as well. Okay. So you can stick around, do the whole bit. They also were offering just concert only tickets. So for anybody that, you know, has something that night and wants to come a little bit later or is just interested in coming to the concert, like that's available right now as well. And then this year we are offering, it's a VIP ticket. And so it's a separate section away from the grandstand kind of bleachers.
Yeah.
And that actually, it's a kind of an all-inclusive ticket. So it comes with food and drink up until the concert start. It's got a separate bleacher seating to watch the rodeo, and then you get into the concert area as well, a little separate section of the concert area that's just for that VIP section.
Yeah, I got the chance to, you know, with you all last year to be a part of that section, to doing some, you know, introing and announcing on stage and stuff, so I was kind of in and out of that area. It's well worth it, no doubt about it. It's you kind of get access to that, you know, side stage, kind of a little bit of backstage area. It's always good food. They have a really nice spread. They got good drinks. It's a nice area to be in. You can kind of stretch your legs and kind of move things around a little bit more, and you're real close to all the action. So very, very cool. Colt Forge Friday night, Trace Adkins Saturday night, Friday, March 22nd and March 23rd. Rodeo action both nights from Cord McCoy's PRCA Pro Rodeo at the Southern Illinois Center in DuQuoin. Leon, where can we get tickets through the Wolf Cattle Company?
So, yeah, they are on sale right now. We went on sale this morning with them.
And nice.
So if you go to, it's wolfcattlecompany.com. That's going to pop you over to our online ticketing platform, which is through eTix. And that will we'll have everything open and ready for you right now.
And that is Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, wolfcattlecompany.com to get your tickets online. Leon, we appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on and kind of giving us a little insight to what we can expect this year. And ticket giveaways here on the radio and on Facebook, and we'll be promoting this thing, and we'll also be there live in person, because we don't want to miss out on this. We haven't wanted to miss out on it every single year, because it's been a growing, fantastic event put on by the Wolf Cattle Company and Cord McCoy's PRCA Pro Rodeo down there in DuQuoin. So, Leon, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll see you in a few weeks. Yep. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, not before we know it, it's going to be here. WolfCattleCompany.com. Get your tickets on sale now. Colt Ford, Trace Atkins, that second to last weekend in March, and also rodeo action both nights at the Southern Illinois Center in DuQuoin. It's Big Jake on 94.1 FM WMIX.